flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Cookie Jar, brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. For those that don't know how this works, we have big opinions on simple questions.
Beautiful. That's one of the things they tell me. You're working on a Friday. All right, Cookie Jar. Yeah.
Saturday is National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Is ice cream an acceptable breakfast?
I'm a huge fan, like most people are, of ice cream. No, it's not. I don't think it's acceptable breakfast at all.
Now, but sugar cereal is? What's the difference?
Well, I know. I this goes back to a discussion, a argument I had with my wife when my daughters were very young, where she wanted to have like pizza for breakfast. Like,
respect.
And we're talking like 3 or 4 years old.
Who
and
doesn't?
I say, no. And my wife goes, if you had a bagel and put cheese on it, what's the difference?
Who cares if you have the pizza at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.? You're eating the pizza.
It's the tradition. So I'm going to say no on ice cream.
I'm going to say, heck yes, eat the ice cream for breakfast. When I was a kid, I used to have ice cream and toast for dinner with my grandparents, like every Friday. So I say, what's the difference of having ice cream and toast for dinner or having it for breakfast? You can put you know what would be great? Just sprinkle your cereal on top of it.
It's like milk.
It's like milk, yeah. Right? Like.
Well, they kind of.
What's wrong with that?
You kind of do at those places where you put your own toppings on, if you think about it.
You're right.
When the word acceptable here makes me think of, would repeated behavior be good? And for me, the answer is no. So I'm going to say, no, it's not an acceptable breakfast. Sure, it might happen sometime.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it's happened this week for me.
Ooh, what kind you have?
There was some Ben and Jerry's that Kelsey didn't want, so I had a little extra. All right, next question. When you go for hibachi, do you eat the food as you go, or are you disciplined enough to wait till the end?
Well,
because they're making it up as you go. There's some rice, and then they do the vegetables.
Well, first of all, usually these places, they'll do the soup first.
Yes.
I'm having the soup first.
Of course.
Okay. I eat as I go.
Heather?
I can't remember the last time I've eaten hibachi, but I would probably wait till the end. Like, I think I would wait till my whole meal is together.
Man, you put food in front of me and you tell me, wait?
No.
Don't think that's going to work for me, man. I am going to eat as we go.
And I always get excited. If we do hibachi, I like save my appetite for hibachi. I can't hold out. I have to eat as I go. Where do you stand on paper straws?
Not a fan. I mean, it's not going to dissuade me if they only have paper straws, but I'd, call me... an anti, you know, green person, you know. I like plastic straws. It's consistency, you know.
Don't even give me a straw if you have paper straws. I would rather drink out of the cup than have a paper straw. I hate paper straws. And I do think it ruins the flavor of your drink. Like, I hate it altogether. Just don't give me straws. Just get rid of all straws. I'd rather have nothing than have paper straws.
You know what else?
I hate them.
You know what else I hate?
What?
When you go get coffee and they don't have, like, Tim Hortons has, like, you have the option of a dome lid, which love. The other lids, first of all, the lid is kind of flimsy. You got to do the thing where you flip it over and it's, I don't understand. What's the downside of a dome lid? Every coffee should be a dome lid.
Dome lid, how are you going to drink that when you spill the coffee or not, when you tip the coffee and it's got to get through the dome and through the top at the end?
It's got a little hole at the top of the lid. What do you
think? I don't know. I'm thinking maybe something different, like the ice cream kind of slurpy thing.
No.
You're thinking of a really big dome lid.
That's what I think when I hear dome lid.
No.
Straws, look, I'm anti-single use plastic. But I would say, Heather, I'm kind of with you where, like, just don't give me a straw. Because I don't want to use the plastic. And then if the paper straw is going to be an ineffective tool, because this is what we're talking about, a useful tool to accomplish a task, then I'll just drink it out of the cup.
Yeah.
And it gets all soggy.
That's what I was going to say. It's a soggy, ineffective. What you should do, if you are concerned about the environment, is you should serve everyone without straws, and you can make them available upon request.
Correct.
Or
that
just
would cut down on the straws.
You could get metal straws. Expensive.
Yeah,
but
that's another level. Okay. Would you rather have a free personal trainer or a free personal chef?
I'd rather have a free personal trainer.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the way.
Does it help keep you?
That would help me more than a free personal chef, because I'm not a foo-foo type of eater, and so anything that I eat, you know, it can be. I don't need a chef for.
Give me the chef for sure. I feel like I already know how to work out. I've got some good routines down.
You're disciplined. You can.
You know how to cook. You don't know how to cook.
I mean, very basic things. I am not a big cook, and I also hate cooking. What I really hate about cooking is the cleanup and the prep time. Like, I don't mind the cooking of it, but I don't want to put everything away and wash all the dishes and the pots and pans. Like, I hate that. Give me the chef.
Yeah, my daughter hates that point too.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is chef. I'd rather have the personal chef. The best meal to eat is the one you don't make. And when I was sick, turned on the public television, got to watch a few episodes, binge watch of Essential Pepin. Man, all I wanted to do was Jacques Pepin come over and make me a meal. I want a personal chef.
So the argument for the trainer is, in my mind, is they would help keep me regimented and keep me on track, and I'd certainly benefit. But food, the best food prepared the best way for me forever. Give me the free personal chef.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday is Groundhog Day. What's one day in your life you'd want to relive over and over again?
Wow.
I know, deep question.
Basic answer would be the birth of my children. That's like the cliche answer. So, although the fact that Dan Leach's father was the person who gave birth to my
delivered the babies,
delivered the babies.
So you better have given birth.
No. I'm going to say my favorite sporting event that I was ever at was when the Flyers beat the Russians. And they were the last salvation to beat the damn commies, and they did. And the Russians walked off the ice, or skated off the ice, in the middle of the game.
This is a super tough question, because there's so many days that were so amazing that I'd love to relive over and over. But then I had questions like, do you remember? Do you know you're reliving them? Do you have?
I think so. Like in most movies with the premise, you eventually realize, oh, I'm living the same day again.
You know, like, because I was thinking, well, the birth of my children, right? But do I really want to live?
Do you want to give birth every day?
Every single day. I don't think I do. Like that was, twice is good. No. And then I thought, okay, my wedding day was right? Like the whole day was pretty perfect. And you're with your family and your friends. But then I thought, do I want to go back in time and have the loved ones that are no longer with me and relive those days, like with my grandparents, which I would love to relive those days. So I have no idea. I guess I'll just go with my wedding day because the whole day was a great day.
Easter Sunday, 2013. It's March 31st. What happened that day? Me and the woman who would become my wife, Sarah, we went out to my parents, had a great Easter celebration. Easter dinner was fantastic. Michigan blows out Florida to get to the Final Four. And then, yes, we did that later that night.
Oh, all right. Oh, then.
Wow.
Ayo.
Three elements of a great day right there.
To me, it was honeymoon. You pick a day from the honeymoon. Well, we did Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, you get that element in there too,
yes,
Greg.
I did that.
But yeah, we did a boat, dinner on a boat with snorkeling, and then a Mama's Fish House is the famous restaurant in Maui that we did for dinner that day. That is the day I would relive over and over.
It's true. Vacations.
Yeah, actually, when I think about it again, it would be New Year's Eve, 1975, going to 1976. First time I saw Springsteen. New Year's Eve. Oh, well, hold on. New Year's Eve party at my house while I'm at the concert. So my friends are running the house. We had a snowstorm. One of my best friends lost his virginity in my bed. So there's a lot of things.
That's a crazy day. Heather, you have follow-up questions?
No questions. Just
and it was not the girl. It wasn't his girlfriend either. She had to go home because of the snowstorm.
Little rebound action.
Oh, yeah.
To quote Jim Valvano, that's a heck of a day.
That's a heck of a day.
I had one more very quick.
Go ahead.
Lisa brought donuts for John's birthday this week. What is your go-to donut rapid fire?
Boston cream.
The Long John.
Cinnamon roll count?
Yeah,
cinnamon roll, baby.
Cinnamon roll's great.
I like a glazed donut, but the chocolate on top.
Chocolate glaze.
Oh, the soft,
sprinkles?
Doughy, but then sprinkles are fine. Take them or leave them.
The favorite donut I had as a kid was, they called sprinkles Jimmy's in Philly.
Yeah.
So it was Dunkin' Donut. It was a chocolate Jimmy donut. It was just with Jimmy's all over the, It was great. They don't make them anymore. Hmm. But yes, Boston cream.
And that is the cookie jar. It's 97.1.